What if this isn't a climate crisis, but the greatest opportunity humanity has had in a long time? Lean Into Clean will explore and discuss with highly esteemed guests on what could be the new spirals for society, sustainability, spirituality and social harmony. Perhaps we've all lost our way. Lean Into Clean will showcase how we might remember, refocus and restore the natural ways so we can again live in balance and harmony with life on Earth and all its inhabitants. Hello, everybody. I hope you're having a lovely sunny day. I'm Jarvis Smith, and you're listening to Lean Into Clean on UK Health Radio. And today, I'm absolutely delighted to welcome a very, very special person and guest to the show. It's a dear friend, a fellow ambassador, Rachel Singh. She's a singer-songwriter who's music blends heartful songwriting with mantra, sacred sounds, and an interactive live experience she calls a voice ritual. Performing with her voice and acoustic guitar, Rachel creates spaces where audiences are invited to sing, reflect, and connect, not just with the music, but with each other. And over the years, she shared her music with audiences around the world, offering performances that are as uplifting as they are intimate. Today, we'll be talking about her latest single and her upcoming album, her musical journey, what inspires her unique approach to live performance and the power of music to bring people together, and what she's been working on so diligently, and anything else that's going on in Rachel's life. Rachel, welcome to the show. It's wonderful to have you with us.
Yes, well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me for the second time, I believe. Yes.
Yeah, I think we did. Yeah, that's right. We did have you a while back, and now we got this single that has been recently launched. So let's just, for listeners that haven't heard our first chat, and for anybody that's, you know, wanting to get to know you, how would you describe what you do?
I loved your introduction, to be honest. It's really spot on what you said. It's a really a journey to into sound, because I believe that sound is such a fundamental part of our existence. As most of us realize now and know, is that the entire world is vibration. So for me, it's very straightforward. When we connect with our sound, we connect with the universe, we connect with the entire existence, and really the truth of who we are. And so my journey is really to make that super accessible for people, because I also see that there is this big split between people that are really into the practice. They go to a kirtan, they know mantra singing. And then there's a huge part of the collective that is kind of maybe scared, or they don't understand it.
Yeah.
And so my path, and with my music, is to really give people the direct experience, because we can only get into something when we experience it, when we feel the light expanding into our bodies, when we really feel our hearts viscerally open. And so that is really my path and what I offer through the performances. And it's so much more than a performance. It's not me standing on a stage singing the song. It's really inviting people into that experience of really going inwards and connecting with each other and really feeling what the sound does.
Yeah, nice. And I've witnessed this and experienced this and actually felt the most amazing response to what you do and how you perform. So I think it would be really good of us to play your first single early in this interview so people get to experience that. And it when we're talking about it, people will have that experience as you've talked about. So just tell us about the new single. It launched on, was it a week Friday? A week last Friday?
Last Friday, indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah, together with Om Presents.
Yeah,
Exactly.
that's right. So in partnership with Om Presents, tell us the song. What's the story behind it? The actual piece of music that you've made.
So this is a mantra, a Sanskrit mantra. It's called Om Bhur Bhuva Svaha. And it's a very well-known mantra. It's probably one of the most important mantra to learn and to know. And it really connects to three levels, planes of existence, and it's known to help cleanse the thoughts. Because what is the greatest enemy we have, right? What makes us feel heavy? What makes us feel tired? It's the thoughts that we create. So this mantra is really designed to help us connect to this pure universal energy.
Great. So let's hear the song now, and then afterwards we can. Well, firstly, everybody that's listening, this is an opportunity for you to really feel into what Rachel is offering through her music. If you are able to just sit quietly and soak it in, please do. To be honest, I like to dance around when I'm hearing it because it gets me flowing and moving. But this is it. Let's hear it. Wow. Every time I hear that song, it just melts me. You'll be pleased to know, Rachel, as well, my kids absolutely love it. And Vivi, who you know, and Herbie, the first thing they do when they get in the car is tell me to put that song on. So it's at the top of our playlist in the car. And yeah, it's creating a lot of good vibes in our family. Thank you.
That's so sweet.
What kind of a response have you had from the single going out? Because presumably, friends and people get in contact with you and, tell you all kinds of feedback. So what things have you been told about the song?
These things really warm my heart because this is why I do this, right? And the feedback has been amazing because I hear exactly this, that it reaches people that would never sing mantra, or even kids are super receptive to this energy, and they feel it, and they are so wise. They know so much more than us. So I'm so happy to hear that it reaches the kids as well. And I've heard a lot that so many of us are going through some intensity collectively. We're feeling, the heaviness of what's happening in our world. And I've heard so many times, Rachel, your music is so healing, and it's really helping me clear my mind, and it's really helping me going through this time, this transition. So that is the biggest. It's such an honor, and that keeps me determined to keep going and keep sharing this frequency, because I know we really need it, and we need to
Yeah.
support each other.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So everybody that's listening, it's Om Bhuva Swaha. So it's OM, which is Om, and then BHUR, which is Bhur, and BHUVAH, which is Bhuva, and Swaha, which is SWAHA. So the when you search for that, it's Rachel Singh, RACHEL, and it's Rachel Singh. So please do get it on your playlist. Please do get that song just out to as many people as you can, because we're here to support Rachel. Rachel, tell us about you're an ambassador. I'm an ambassador. What does it mean to you to be an ambassador?
So the way I'm involved with OM is purely here for the music. Michelle and I, we are super close. We love each other dearly. Like, we're family, and we're just running with inspiration and fun. And I think that's the most important part of being an ambassador, is feeling this collective energy of, okay, we're here to do something together. And my part is specifically is through the music and through the vibration and the sound, because obviously OM itself is the sound of the universe. So here really to bring that aspect as an ambassador.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, Om is said to be the sound of creation. It's supposed to be the beginning of all existence. So, yeah, fabulous. Now let's talk about follow-up singles. So, what's happening in your musical world? So, the singles just dropped. What's coming next?
An album. So we're working
Yay!
on the full album of 10 songs. So we are dropping a new song every 6 weeks. The next one is on the 14th of August. So
Great.
yes, stay in touch, keep an eye out. And it will be the original version of Warrior. There is an ecstatic dance version that I did with Moz, which is a very well-known ecstatic dance DJ, which I had the honor of working together with. But I haven't re actually released my own original version of that. So I've been working together with Vinay. It's basically been the two of us producing, songwriting, recording the entire album since the last 2 to 3 years. And so now finally it's time for them to come out into the world. So I'm so excited for you all to hear what's going to come in the next months. Yeah.
Yeah, we're excited too. If it's anything like that first single, gosh, we are all waiting with bated breath. Shout out to Vinay, who is your partner in music and your producer, and he's just an amazing soul. You can tell us a little bit about Vinay maybe after the commercial break. So don't go away, you guys. We're just going to have a quick break, and then we'll be back with Rachel, and we'll hear more about her music and the vibes.
UK House Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Somewhere on Earth, there are 4 acres that belong to you. You don't need to be there in person, only there in purpose, protecting it, defending it, keeping it alive. Because the world doesn't need more good intentions. It needs more meaningful actions. Register your interest at 4acresearth.com.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So, Rachel, we just talked a little bit about Vinay. Now, I think this is quite an important part of your music. This certainly this chapter in your musical journey. Tell us a little bit about Vinay and how you met.
Yes, I feel like we've met in this life, but in many other lives too. If you're into that,
yeah, I am into that in a big
you're
way.
Into that. Yeah. So I feel he was really a soul brother. When I'm with Vinay, something beyond words begins to happen, something that we both understand. And that is the place from which we're working from and we're creating from. We, as much as possible, remove our human side. And I feel the way we met is really through the universe putting us in the right place in the right time. I actually have to think back. What was the exact moment that we met? Yes, I remember now. A dear friend of ours gave me the Vinay's contact. And he actually reached out to me. I said, hi, I got your contact. I heard your music. Can we record? And I've received those messages more often from producers. So to be honest, I was a little
yeah.
bit hesitant of like some guy wanting to be with me in the studio.
Yeah.
So I came on a little bit, you know, distant. I was like, yeah, and so where can I listen to your music, you know, what you're creating? And then he said to me, I don't really have music online, which he does, but he didn't want to show that side of him. And then I
yeah.
was like, this is even more weird. Who is this guy, you know? Like, why is he contacting me? He doesn't even have music online. And eventually I got him to send one track and
yeah.
I listened to it and I literally felt the light expanding into
yeah.
his room. I was like, wow, this guy is a genius. So And Luke, my fiance, was sitting right next to me. He said, just call him now, you know, call him, pick up the phone. So I called him immediately and I looked at his face through the phone. I was like, Brother,
Yeah.
this is my brother. Nice to see you again after all these lifetimes. We get to be here to create this. So from there on, and apparently he's been working with some of the quite really big mainstream artists, and he's got so much experience. But he's gone on his own spiritual journey through coming from that world, which is very hardworking. And he's a bit more humble about that part of his journey, but he's very skilled and he's got all the experience to create actually this merging of spiritual music, but making it commercial and very accessible.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And it's brilliant that he's been through that journey. And you've had a bit of a, I mean, you've not just kind of woken up and sung, sacred mantra, have you? You've had a history as well. Tell us a little bit about your history. What got you to where you are today?
Yes, so my mom is from British Guyana, which is a part, a country in South America where many Indians were taken by the Brits. It's a British colony. And but they keep a lot of the Indian traditions, and that's so beautiful about the culture, and it even traveled to the Netherlands where I was born. And so my mom basically raised me with a lot of the Indian traditions. We did Diwali, we made the ghee candles, and those things from my childhood, I remember those the most viscerally. They really stayed with me my whole life. And I really start to dive into what is this about culture, about ritual, about tradition, that it had such an impact. And it was one of those moments in my childhood where I felt a connection and this sense of togetherness, which I feel so important for humanity to have that, to have that aspect as you're growing up. And I rebelled a bit against it when I was a teenager. I started to listen to Metallica and Nirvana and rock bands, and I had my tattoos. So I went completely the other way. My mom was all the time like, "Why don't you sing mantras?" I was like, "No, that's just for the weird people. I'm not going to sit with those, clapping hands, chanting people." And eventually I met my fiance, I found myself in Portugal. And I studied more of the ancient wisdom traditions through my travels and immersing myself in India and really exploring the world through traveling. And that journey really opened my heart and soul to dive more into to singing the sacred sounds, not just from the Indian tradition, but also the Hebrew, Aramaic sounds. They're all very, very, very powerful. And have this way, and especially when I sang the Shiva mantra, which was the first mantra that I sang, the very first one. And I was singing pretty much my whole life, but the moment I chanted the Shiva mantra, something very profound happened that I'd never felt before in my life. And it was so simple, but there was this expansion of my soul that, yeah, I was like, wow, so direct, so direct.
And
And
do you still sing that mantra today? You still sing the Kiva mantra?
Shiva is my homie.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah, he's very, but ever since he's been such a teacher in my life, and for me personally, that masculine presence was something that was very healing for me to feel that energetically, to be able to rest in divine masculine energy. And we can unpack what that is, but it feels like pure space. And as the feminine, it's so important to be able to rest into life, for the nervous system to relax, to Because that's the place from which we birth, and that's the place from which we can actually create our businesses and create songs and create beauty around us. We need to be able to rest in that foundation. And yes, our fathers, our partners can give that to us, but there are also these sounds that are designed to hold us in that container. So Shiva is an very important part of my life when it comes to my spiritual journey and feeling myself grow into who I came here to be.
Beautifully described. Beautiful. That was a way. I think you took us all on a wonderful Shiva journey in that moment. Let's talk about how that translates into your live experiences. I mean, your performances, I mean, they're a lot more than just a kind of traditional concert. They're an immersion. They're a journey. They're an experience. What kind of experience do you hope people leave with after coming to your live performances?
Light.
Light. And what is light? Well, just describe light from your perspective, from your sense.
It's clarity, it's wisdom, it's divine inspiration, it's having a pure channel because, as I mentioned before, the greatest enemy we have is our own thoughts. It's the thoughts that we create. And then the words that we speak, right? And I feel that we are now coming to this realization of how important that actually is and how we are deliberate creators of our reality. And once we shift our thoughts, we shift our words, we shift how we speak about ourselves, how we think about ourselves, and then how we speak about others and how we think about others. And I feel this process of removing judgment because we judge ourselves so much, we judge others so much, and we're so entrained to do that, right? And how can we actually at least become aware that we're doing it? But then the next place is how can we even completely remove that? So we become, instead of dense and heavy, we become light, we become expanded, and then we are more sensitive to that. We don't even go there because we know that it's not good for our spirit, it's not good for our soul, it's not good for the people that surround us, nor the collective. So this is really, it's not just one experience. This is actually a daily practice. And with my work and what I offer, I also do one-to-one work, but I also, do these voice rituals and these performances. I hope to give people at least an initiation to that. And then from that initiation into the embodiment. But then you have to continue doing that work. That's up to you.
Yeah, so the image that I get is and particularly when you talked about the light, it's like your music and those live experiences, they kind of open a door or they give you an elevation to peek over the wall. And then you get to see and feel and experience that light or that shift in consciousness, that sense of peace and tranquility. But then the door might close, and then in order for you to open it again, you've got to bring in your own self-practice. I love that. That's beautiful. I mean, it's very prophetic, Rachel, the stuff that you are describing. I mean, if you look at prophecy, in the spiritual sense, we're supposed to be in the time where we're moving from, a Piscean age into an Aquarian age. There's a, an astrological, cosmological calendar that is apparently talking about as being, in this 26,000 year cycle. Certainly, the people that I hang out with all seem to have a connection and an intuitive awareness that we are moving into a more deeply spiritual time and out of a, whatever this previous time has been, more fear-based and more man, more male, more patriarchal. And I love the way that you've described that Shiva masculinity, the divine masculinity. But just tell me a little bit about, your kind of prophetic reason for doing what you do, because it sounds to me like you are offering a gift that you seem to have or you're aware of in service to the whole. Would that be a good description?
100%. And then I let go of even it being my gift because it's not mine, this idea that I'm doing the thing. I feel I'm a channel for this light and this music. And I ask the creator, I ask God, or however, whatever feels resonant for you, to name it, right? The universe. And just ask it, what do you want to do through me? And it's really not linear. My life is, I don't think a lot of people would be able to live the way I live because it's very much in the unknown. And I fully surrendered to the hands of the light of the universe. And I know at one thing I'm certain is that I have to share this. I have to do this. So it's almost like I don't have a choice, I have to walk this path, whatever it takes. And that's the place I rest in. But I love how you describe that exactly. Yeah. It's a gift from me, but it's a gift from the universe.
I mean, there's a lot of written historical spiritual essence, and that really the people that seem to really enjoy life to the fullest are the ones that are most in service to the whole, when they surrender themselves to something much greater than themselves. They seem to be the ones that are having the most fun on planet Earth. So I think there's a great gift in that, and thank you for being there. I know you're very strong with audience participation, so when I've seen your beautiful events online, I do follow you on Instagram, obviously, because we're friends also, but also because I just enjoy how people respond. Well, you want people to sing along with you, or certainly you invite people to sing along with you. Are people always up for that? Is there a, you know, how do they respond when you kind of when you invite people to sing?
That's a great question. I've had some very, very, very funny scenarios in the last years where I was put in situations where I was definitely challenged to, or not say challenged, I had to work extra hard to get them going because we are so conditioned to believe that our voice is just a tool for performance, or we need to sound a certain way, or we need to sound good. And if we don't sound, if we cannot hit the note, then our parents would used to say, just don't sing. And we got grades in school for singing, and maybe you got a D and the other got an A. And those things really, really block our expression
Yeah, they can scar people for life, can't they?
for life. And so this is also one of the missions that I've, received to do in this lifetime is like, wow, I want to help people discover their true voice and to really feel that it's really not about this. And you look at all the ancient wisdom teachings, they're all pointing to why are the buildings made that way? Why are the churches made? Why are the temples all like resonance chambers, right? Because the mystics and the sages always knew that it was here for us to connect to the divine and nothing else. You have a voice, you have an instrument, which is your body. You don't have to learn to play the guitar. You don't have to, it's all fun, but learn to play your voice. It's right there. It's with you all the time. You can connect. You can regulate your nervous system. You can ground with it. You can elevate with it. All of it.
And this I love that. Lovely. It's beautiful. I think it's probably worth just shouting out right now that you do offer these classes, these intimate classes for people to come and learn about their voice. And be, you know, use the voice as an expression of life itself, of the divine. How do people find you? Where's the best place for them to find out more about these classes, not just your music?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram. All of the information is there. It's also on my website. On my website, you can also just send an email if this interests you. And you will receive a little voucher with all the information inside and the different programs you can book. There are 1 month program. There's a single session that you could do with me. So it's all there. But I recommend checking out the Instagram if you want.
So the Instagram account is Rachel Singh, which is R-E-A-C-H-E-L Singh. Exactly. Yeah. And
remember,
your website?
As if you're reaching for the stars, reach L.
Reach out.
Rich L. Singh, and you'll find me. There's only one out there.
Rich L. Singh, and your website is richlsingh.com.
Exactly, richlsingh.com.
Yeah. Okay. Beautiful. So you've heard it here. I mean, I reckon there's going to be a lot of people listening to you and listening to that and going, oh yeah, I'd really like to invite some of that into my life. So I want to just ask you about performances just whilst we're on this subject. But before we do that, we're going to go to another commercial break. I want to ask you about the experience we had in New York, where you performed in Times Square. I want to share how it was for me and also ask you about any performances that have really touched your heart. So don't go away. We'll be back with Rachel in just a couple of minutes.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your worst dreams aren't your enemy?
Falling, cheating, being chased, naked, drowning, losing teeth. What if I fail? What if something goes wrong?
I'm Teresa Chung, dream expert, best-selling author, and co-host of The Healing Power of Your Dreams. And in my latest title, Extreme Dreaming, I reveal a powerful truth. There are no bad dreams.
They feel so real. But that's so you remember them.
They're messages, signals, transformative gifts guiding you toward clarity.
Click on the Extreme Dreaming discount banner link on UK Health Radio homepage and learn to decode even your darkest dreams.
Extreme Dreaming.
Are you ready to listen?
The station that makes you feel good.
So, Rachel, let's just talk quickly about the last performance that you did with Om, which was part of Om Presents in Times Square. I personally remember that there was a moment, or many moments actually, but there was a moment where you engage the audience, and you know there were thousands of people in that audience. You engage the audience, you ask them to sing back to you or repeat back to you what was being sung, and it whipped up this incredible movement of energy in Times Square, and everybody was firstly singing, dancing. I remember feeling completely euphoric. It was a hot day. I had a suit on. I was like, but I just felt so free in that moment. And it was really magical. And I, you know, rarely do you see artists that are able to unify people in such a profound way. So that was a magical experience for me. Tell me about some of the things and some of the experiences that you have that you've remembered in some of your performances. What have you seen, and how did it affect you?
Yeah, and that also takes me back to what we did in Bolivia, which we all, not just people respond to sound, but also nature.
Yeah.
I remember, you know, starting the song, playing the guitar in the middle of the Amazon forest, and the crickets, they started like really
Yes, they
loud and
did.
together in harmony. And I was like, wow. We're singing with all of life, with all of creation, and all of creation is singing all the time. Listen, just listen. So this is really, that was a really profound experience that's coming to me now. And that is, yeah, what's really great as well, coming back to what we talked about before the commercial break, is this breakthrough moment when people, they come in, they've never experienced anything like this. They maybe think it's a bit woo-woo and they are a bit unsure, but suddenly, you know, I start gently, we connect with the breath. There is a something easy for us to catch on to, you know, like just one sentence or one sound. And I allow that to circulate for a little bit. And then naturally, you know, one, two, three, four. And slowly the whole crowd begins to add. And we support each other in that as well. And that's just amazing when we feel the frequency expanding. And yeah, it's beautiful, those breakthrough moments that people come to me, wow, I've never done anything like this, but that was really something else. Like you shared, you know, you feel just one. You feel just one with everyone.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And it's lovely as you're speaking, you've described it in such a perfect way, because it is like a spiral. It's like something that starts at the end and then it just gets wider and wider and wider and wider. And, you know, and everybody's touched by it, but brought into it and flowing with it. And that, you know, that is flow. I mean, I know we talk about flow states in meditation and in yoga and everything else, but when you've got a community of a flow state, that's true magic. So, I mean, I salute you and bow to you for being able to create those moments. I think it's absolutely beautiful. Let's play your second song. So tell us the next song we're going to play, and just tell me about this song. You know, why did you write it? What's it about? What are people going to get from listening to it?
Yeah, so it's beautiful because we're going from this divine masculine energy that we talked about a little bit, and now we're going to the divine feminine, to the goddess energy. So in this mantra, we're calling upon very, very powerful goddesses, the goddess of time, which is Kali, the goddess of beauty, which is Lakshmi, the goddess of abundance. So the goddess energy is really known to, within that space, within that creator, that spaciousness of the divine masculine, she is known to manifest, to bring things into form. So this is the energy you're going to receive. Just close your eyes and listen and let it sink in.
Lovely. So this is Ya Devi.
Ya Devi, Sarva Bhuteshu, Shakti Rupena, Samstita, Ya Devi.
Devi, love it, love it, love it. Beautiful shout out to the goddess. It's so, you know, it's interesting you talked about at the beginning, you talked about the divine masculine and the divine feminine, and then you shared that, you know, the divine feminine is the energy that is the kind of the creator. It's like it's the thing that, you know, if you're wanting to manifest things, it's actually the divine feminine that is the manifesting energy. And that's fascinating, isn't it? Because if you just look at society today, you know, men, it's not so much now, but certainly, you know, up to the last 20, 30 years or something, men have been the ones that have been going out and providing and doing the work and, you know, collecting. And actually, it just seems a complete, you know, completely polarized, because actually, if the women and the goddess are the creators and the, you know, the manifestors, haven't we got it completely wrong? I'm so glad that we're potentially moving back into a different time.
yes, we are currently completely out of balance.
Yeah.
This wisdom that is right here for us to learn from and to, you know, receive the codes and the energetics from, to sound the sounds, to, you know, beyond intellectually understanding, really embodying that. And we have both masculine and feminine inside of us, men
of course,
and
yeah.
Woman. So it's always a dance between the two. And as a woman, it doesn't mean that, you know, obviously we had to kind of fight for our rights, and then the feminist movement came and we decided that we had to work like men, which is also really not the case. We're not supposed to work like men at all. We work with spirit.
Yeah.
Women are intuitive. We are naturally connected. We are naturally from the heart. And therefore, you know, we birth things. That's why we carry the child, you know, because we are able to actually hold that energetically. And what's so important is, you know, it's simple. Men have a 24-hour cycle. You can work 8-hour days, but we have a 28-day cycle. So there are days where I can work until midnight and I have inspiration at 3 a.m. and I need to get out of bed to write those songs or to channel that course in like 2-3 days, which when mostly when I'm ovulating and I'm in very high energy. But the moment I enter my moon time, I have to go in. And I feel this is so important for a woman to work with their cycles. Once we begin to work with our cycles, we are able to really manifest and create in ways that it's very aligned with the cyclical nature of life and who we really are as women. So listening to our bodies, I feel once women begin to listen to their bodies, begin to come in tune with their bodies, we are so powerful. Oh my God, we are so, and we can do so much. We can change so much in the world. Imagine if those leaders that are now at the top, imagine if the wives would actually speak to them and give inspiration to them. And instead of, you know, walking beside them being beautiful and all, we have so much more to offer than that. We have wisdom that comes directly from our bodies, that directly from source. And so, yes, that's how we manifest. That's how we change
Love it, love it. So inspirational, so inspirational. I'm sure I can hear women out there listening going, yes, and I can hear men that support the divine feminine, that they're coming from the divine masculine, saying yes. And you know, I really hope that in my lifetime we see this transition back to balance, and taking, you know, taking our lead from the feminine. I think it's very beautiful. Rachel, thank you for that. We are running out of time. It's amazing how quickly this time goes. It just flies by. But I've got some quick fire questions, so you're going to have to be quick, okay? We'll end with a little line from you. But so I'm going to ask you some questions. You just have to tell me what you prefer: tea or coffee?
Coffee.
Sunrise or sunset?
Oh. Sunsets.
Mountains or the ocean?
Ocean.
Favorite place to write music?
Ocean.
One word that describes your music?
Bliss.
One album you couldn't live without?
Ray of Light, Madonna.
Nice, nice. Did you see her in the World Cup final in the middle yesterday? She's still as epic as she ever was.
What a queen.
What a queen. Guitar or voice, which speaks first?
Voice,
nice. What's always in your travel bag when you're off touring?
Guitar.
Yeah, nice. Dream venue to perform at?
Football stadium.
Yeah. I love it. And if you could collaborate with anyone, living or past, who would that be?
Madonna.
Yes. Love it. Love it. Love it. So this has been amazing, Rachel. Before we finish, just remind us again, if listeners take away one message from your music and your performances, what would you like that to be?
Know thyself.
Know thyself. Beautiful. And finally, just remind us again where people can get you. So it's Rachel, which is Rachel, I say, but it's Rachel Singh, Rachel Singh. And Instagram's a good one. There's a website as well. So what a wonderful conversation it's been. A huge thank you to you, Rachel. I'm going to start calling you that now, for joining us today and sharing the stories. It's been inspirational. It's been prophetic. It's been, you know, heartwarming. And, you know, I can't wait for everybody to hear your music across the world, because inevitably it's going to happen. If today's interview has inspired you, be sure to look out for Rachel's upcoming concerts and voice rituals. where you can experience their music in person. You can also follow online, of course, and keep up to date with their new music and performances. Rachel, thank you ever so much. If there's one thing that we haven't talked about that you wish we had, what would it be?
I think how we as individuals can really take action to bring more peace and harmony in our world. I feel this is a really important thing for us all to ponder upon.
I think that's absolutely beautiful. Rachel, well done. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure. I am Jarvis Smith. This has been UK Health Radio. Our show's Lean Into Clean. We're going to be back next Monday for some more exciting stuff and more guests. And do listen out for Rachel's music. It's absolutely beautiful. It makes my day every day we listen to it. And I hope you do the same.